Well, today is August 13th, and I just finished going through my email, and I read the piece that Jonathan Mosen wrote. Many of you know Jonathan Mosen's site for his blog about the Apple Watch, and it really, really got me thinking. So I decided to do this part of my post this morning. And, you know, when it first came out, he couldn't shut me up. I was just everywhere, Apple Watch, I gotta get one, because I like tech toys, you know. But as a personal user who really values privacy, I am kind of at that point where unless watchOS 2 specifically provides enough enhancements where things will run as more of a standalone rather than needing to always revert to the iPhone for so many things that need to be done, when you can run apps by themselves, and when they allow for the customization of haptic feedback. For example, if somebody were to simply write just a simple little piece of code, wish I was a developer, maybe I should learn Swift. Like, keep thinking, you know, maybe I should sit down and read a book and see if I can do it. So I need to write an app for being able to tell the time via the haptic feedback. There's no way to customize the vibrations when you push them to external devices. So I see this with my Bluetooth headset too, which vibrates. There's no way to make it custom, which is really annoying because if I have a phone in my pocket and it's just in silent mode, I can tell in a meeting or whatever who's calling via the use of custom vibrations. So I'd love to see custom haptic stuff. I'm sure it's there. It just needs to be brought out to the forefront. But Jonathan said something, and it's so true. He said, the benefit of the Apple Watch, it talks. And the annoying thing about the Apple Watch, it talks. And as anybody knows, if you've ever been in a place where there are more than half a dozen blind people in one location, somebody's always got a talking watch. And if you're in a crowd of them, oh my God, there's nothing more annoying. And if you're the speaker, and everybody's bing, bang, bong, it's 3:30, it's 3:31. It's like, didn't you just hear the guy across from you check the time? And of course, talking watches are not discreet. They're annoying, stupid things that I think need an overhaul. They need to be loud, and they need to be obnoxious, and they need to, it's like there's this assumption that if you're blind, you're deaf too. Let's take the ugliest, most annoying thing we can find and put it into a watch for people. So, without a tactile way of being able to check the time, it's actually a step backward in a number of ways because of the speaker. So, I don't find it very freeing now. I think when I can, you know, control my home devices or unlock my door, I look forward to the day, and I do see it coming. I do see down the road where I don't want to make the wearables sound like they're not beneficial, because this is the way I see us doing things in 5 years. But it's just not there yet. And I found more freedom, believe it or not, from a device that I paid $30 for. And that is, drumroll please, is my LG Tone HBS 760 Bluetooth headset. I'm here to tell you, the LG Tone series, if somebody has teenagers at home, it would really be helpful to me if you would put your teenagers online and have them take a look at the 760s and the 730s and the 800s and the 900s and just tell me if they look really stupid. Only a teenager can tell you. That looks really strange. That looks really dorky. And I haven't yet been able to consort with my friend's children and say, yeah. You know, it's got this sports headset design, this thing that it's like a U-shaped design where the band just goes behind your neck or under your collar, but it's really thin and really kind of discreet. It's obvious you're wearing a headset, but it is so lightweight and so comfortable, you can go through a day and forget you're wearing it. It is an in-ear headset, so if you travel, you're only going to be able to probably use one of them if you're out on the street and you're worried about, you know, if you're concerned about traffic or you're not comfortable with that, you may even need to pull one out of your ear. But they attach to this neckband with a magnet, So when you drop one of the earbuds, you can just rip it out of your ear, drop it, and it's gonna, you can attach it to itself, and it just kind of sits there out of the way. It's very discreet. But honest to God, they really, when they say they're rated for 10 hours or 15 hours, they're not kidding. I can even get through a whole day pretty much with a Bluetooth headset. And so I do what I do with juice packs. Now I have two of them. I swap them out so that if one dies, I can throw it on the charger. It takes a whole 2 hours. So even if I have to recharge while I'm getting in the shower, and they last forever, even with voiceover. It's just, it's awesome. That thing, because I have to pull out my iPhone for so much activity anyway, for a discreet way to do everything on the fly, that is just awesome. Awesome, awesome, awesome. I love the LG. And that's really why I came here, is that if you're looking for a comfortable Bluetooth headset, don't rule it out. You can find them in the store even. You can go look before you buy. Best Buy has them. Everybody has them in stock. And they're a great in-ear alternative. I don't usually go for in-ear headsets. But again, I find it's because they weren't always conducive to use them when traveling. But once I switched, it's really hard. You know, I always said I just like my ear pods. I don't care. I've had this headset sitting around here for a long time. I've had the HBS 700, and I used to use it for reading books. You know, I'd set the phone down and run around the house. But recently, I'm recommending the 760s because they do wideband audio. So if you, let's say you get on a FaceTime call, I swear that other person will not know. I mean, unless they're really paying attention, or you make a point of it, or you move away from the mic, it's as clean, you know, as iOS can be. I mean, they're not going to know you're not using your phone. It doesn't go down to 8K like so many of the other headsets do. And I think that wideband audio, that was part of what really, really hooked me. I thought, oh my God, if apps would let me record with this thing, I'd use it for Audio Boom too. It's just awesome. It sounds really good if you're listening to music, but the wideband audio on a call makes it where I don't want to just dump it. The minute the phone rings, you know, I'm grabbing for a wired headset, because the old Bluetooth headsets used to go down to 8K, which is fine for a cellular connection, but I'd say probably 95% of the people that I know use FaceTime and, you know, or other apps that allow you to not use your, which is funny, all of our calling is pretty much free over here, but nobody uses a phone anymore because it just sounds like crap, and there's no wideband audio. Well, this headset will do it. So, you know, it's really a hard call for me. I'll do it eventually, but the desire to spend $400 when I don't really gain a lot of convenience, you know. I think if I could see, I would have jumped on it, because, you know, being able to glance at the screen, but actually having to go back to a speaker that talks out into the room where everybody can hear it was kind of like, you know, why would I want to do that? until it provides more functionality on its own, I'm kind of glad I waited. And I don't believe I'm saying that, but I picked up two LGs for the cost of, you know, maybe 1/8 of what I would have spent. Less than that even. And oh my God, they're wonderful. So if you're looking for a Bluetooth headset, check out the HBS 760 in particular. I think you'll like it. Okay, there's my 50 cents for the day. I need more coffee, so I'm going to go off and do that. And I'll speak to you next time, sometime. Bye-bye.